So let's review. Our shir began with a continuation from the previous daf regarding mashka bala oichel oichelu. Juice that was squeezed out for the purpose of mixing it with food is considered food, not a drink. Therefore, grapes may be squeezed directly onto foods on Shabbos, and also would not be machshel kabbal tumma, make the food susceptible to tumma. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Maisus which says, Hamachlik ba'anov. If somebody squeezes grape juice onto bread, the Tanakhama holds loy hochsher. The grape juice does not make the bread susceptible to tumma. Rabbi Yehuda holds hochsher. The grape juice does make the bread susceptible to tumma. The Gemara has three ways to explain this machlekes. Rabbi Yirmiyahu explains that their machlekes is whether mashka bala oichel oichelhu. The Tanakhama holds a liquid squeezed onto food is considered a solid food and is therefore not machshel kabbal tumma. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's considered a liquid which is machshel kabbal tumma. Rav Papa explains that since the liquid will evaporate when you bake the bread, the machlekes is whether mashka habal le'ibud, liquids that will be destroyed, are considered liquid or not. Just like the Tanoim disagree about the liquid that emerges from olives that are squeezed gently to see if they are ripe for picking. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Shua explains that the liquid on the loaves is not destroyed, but turns into a shiny layer on the crust of the bread, and the machlekes is whether mashka ha'oimed le'tzachzachay, a liquid made purely for shine, is considered a mashka. Kvashim shesachtan bishlakis. May we squeeze the liquids out of pickled or cooked vegetables? Lagufan mutter. If the purpose is to eat the vegetables, mutter l'kitchila, all agree that it's permitted. Limimehen. If the purpose is to drink the juice, there's a machlekes. The Gemara cites two opinions about squeezing pickled vegetables for their juices and three opinions about squeezing cooked vegetables for their juices. Pickled vegetables. Rav and Shmuel both hold that it's asa midrabanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds it's asa midraisa. Even though there's a braisa that seems to say it's mutter l'ketchila to squeeze pickled vegetables for their juices, each amai reinterprets the braisa to conform to his opinion. Cooked vegetables. Rav holds it is mutter, Shmuel holds it is asa midrabanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds it is asa midraisa. The Gemara cites a statement of Rav and a supporting braisa which says, Dva teira eina chayiv el al drisa zesim anovim bilvad. One is only chayv mideraisa if he squeezed juice from olives or grapes. The Braisa also teaches an unrelated halacha. The ein eid mipi eid kasha. A witness who testifies as to what he heard from another witness, what we would call hearsay, is not acceptable. Ela le'edus isha b'lvat, except for edus isha, in which there are two interpretations. Rabbi Ami understands this to be referring specifically to the testimony needed to allow a woman to marry based on the testimony of her husband's death. However, regarding Eidus Bechayr, testimony that a firstborn animal is blemished and therefore loses some of its Kedusha and may be eaten, this would not be acceptable. Rav Asi understands this to mean, Eidus Shayisha Kesherala, any testimony in which a woman's testimony is acceptable, which includes Eidus Bechayr. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, which taught, Chalos Devash Shayriskan Me'erv Shabbos, V'yotz Me'atzman Asurin, V'beleza Mater, Honeycombs, that were crushed before Shabbos and were dripping honey on Shabbos. The Tanakhama forbids using the honey, while Rabbi Eliezer allows using the honey. The Gemara cites a braisa that the same machlekes applies to crushed olives or grapes. The chiddush, the novelty, is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Not only is the honey permitted, dimekara uchlo b'seif uchlo, which was a food and remained a food, but even the grape juice, dimekara uchlo b'seif mashka, which was a food and is now a liquid, is also permitted. Zok the Mishnah. Kol sheba b'chamen me'erev Shabbos, sharu noisa b'chamen b'Shabbos. Anything that was cooked before Shabbos may be placed into a pot of hot water on Shabbos. Kol sheloibu b'chamen me'erev Shabbos, madicha noisa b'chamen b'Shabbos. If it was not cooked before Shabbos, as Rashi explains, the Mishnah is referring to dried meat, which can be eaten raw, albeit with difficulty, may not be placed in hot water, but may be rinsed with hot water on Shabbos. Chutz min ha'maliach ha'yoshin, b'kul yasei Spanyan, shadachosun zuhi gemar malachton, with the exception of salted fish or Spanish mackerel, because rinsing off the salt is the final step in its processing, which makes it edible, and is therefore prohibited because of mevashal cooking, and one would be chayav chatas. Since Spanish mackerel was mentioned, the Gemara tells of how Reb Asi answered four questions, and Reb Yochanan criticized all the answers by quoting a pasuk in Mishlei. Emar lachachma achay siat, which he expounded as follows. In bar locha had davar ka achayischa, shehi asru locha amrehu. Vimlav al tamrehu. State things only if they are clear to you as the fact that your sister is asa to you. Otherwise, don't say anything. The four questions were, Why are the birds in Bavel fatter than those of Eretz Yisrael? Rabasi said that there are actually fatter birds in parts of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan said it is because they were never exiled, as were the birds of Israel. The Gemara adds that all creatures returned except for the Kulyas Hispanim. Why are Moyadim in Bavel more happily celebrated than Eretz Yisrael? Rabasi said because people there are poor and look forward to major celebrations. Rabbi Yochanan said it's because they were not included in the curse to lose the joy of Yom Tov. Memnei ma Talmid HaChacham shebebavel mitzuyanin. Why do Talmid HaChacham in Bavel wear special clothes? Rabbi Asi says, Lefi she'ein b'nei Torah, because they are not as learned as the Talmid HaChacham of Eretz Yisrael and need to dress up in order to be honored by the people. Rabbi Yochanan says, since they are not natives of Bavel, they need to dress up to appear prominent before the locals. Memnei ma Oivdei HaChavim muzuhamim. Why are idolaters spiritually impure? Rabasi explains because they eat repulsive creatures. Rabbi Yochanan explains because the snake put impurity into Chava, and non-Jews never went through the purification of Har Sinai.